Happy to welcome back to the show for the first time in a while the head coach of University of Maine Black Bear Hockey, Red Gendron. Hello there, Coach.
Good afternoon, all. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I was thinking as we were waiting to come on with you that the last time I was out of the house, other than to come here to the studio, it was down at the Sea Dog for your coach's show.
That's right. I do recall now. I'm glad you brought me back to that moment. That was fun.
It's the last time I saw anybody that wasn't either family or Carrie, so I miss that.
Well, I think we all do, but we're doing it for all the right reasons, and such is a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, obviously, it was a difficult end to a season that was such a terrific year for you and your Black Bears, and it has to be frustrating on levels I can't even imagine for you, and particularly for those seniors.
Yeah, particularly for the seniors and the players beyond that. You know, the other players, obviously, who are coming back, I mean, they certainly have things to look forward to at Maine. You know, the seniors, it was a pretty difficult ending. You know, I suppose me, I'm a glass half full guy. I mean, on senior night, our team won the game. Our goalie, Jeremy Swayman, came out publicly afterwards and said, that was wonderful for the seniors. We certainly were unaware of what was about to happen, but that did end well, at least on that level. And now all of us are in the same boat. We're all fighting the same battle against the same nefarious enemy, and that's what it is. We march forward.
Well, we march forward, and at the same time, want to look back with you a little bit this afternoon, because local TV this coming Saturday is going to rebroadcast the 1993 NCAA championship game. You were a part of it as an assistant coach on that team. First of all, how was college hockey different 27 years ago?
There's a heck of a lot more parity. There are more Division I teams. The NCAA tournament back then was only 12 teams because of the number of teams nationally at the Division I level. But I think parity is the biggest thing. There are an awful lot more resources put into the game by various schools. You know, all of us really, to be honest. And when we had the 1993 team and the few years I spent at Maine, there were certain games, actually most of them, you know, we kind of knew we were going to win. It was only a matter of by how many goals and when, at what stage of the game the outcome was essentially determined, you know. And nowadays in college hockey, almost every game is like game 7 of a Stanley Cup playoffs, and it's competed at that level.
Red, how early in that 92-93 season did you and the rest of the coaches realize that this was a very special group?
Well, I think right away, you know, at that point, the University of Maine, even before I came, I had come in the fall of 1990, so by then that was my third year working for Walshy in the program. We had been pretty good all 3 years, and we had lost in the Frozen Four in St. Paul in the 90-91 season, and in the 91-92 season, we were upset by Michigan State down in Providence. But, you know, we had been ranked number one in the country, you know, at various times during those 2 years, I think, or certainly the second year. And so we knew we were going to be very good. There were some guys that had left to play pro hockey. Like, for example, we had a three-time All-American, John Iguawah, who gave up his senior year to sign a pro contract with the New York Rangers. And Grant Stanbrook, the recruiter that he was, replaced John Iguawah with Paul Kariya. So that turned out pretty good. So we knew we were pretty good early on, but I think probably by the midpoint, we realized we had something pretty special going on.
Hey, Red, go ahead. Question I was going to ask you, Red, is how difficult is it when you're that good, and I know Sean Walsh was a great coach, to keep that kind of momentum all the way through the year, to keep guys from becoming complacent?
Well, Sean did an unbelievable – Sean Walsh is one of the best coaches I've ever been around. So I've only been doing it for 41 years. And I've had a chance to work with numerous great coaches, whether it's Jock Lemire with the New Jersey Devils, or, you know, John Connor, people like that. And, Sean was a master of keeping teams hungry. You know, practices were always competitive in a huge way. I mean, players often commented in those days that practices were more challenging than games. They were certainly a lot longer. You talk about changes in the game. It did happen when we practiced for 3 or 3.5 hours back then. That doesn't happen at all today for a variety of reasons. But John Walsh was one of the best there was at keeping guys on edge in a very positive way.
We're talking to Red Gendron here on Downtown. In that national championship game, the Black Bears fell behind. It looked like they were in some trouble. But I wasn't at the game watching it like everybody else on television, but had covered that team through much of the year. And we knew, those who've been around the team and fans knew, this was not a team that ever gave up.
No, it wasn't. One of the things, besides Walsh, Grant Stanbrook, Bruce Major, those were the other members of the coaching staff. We have tremendous leadership from Huey Montgomery. Monty said in the dressing room, "Hey, we're going to win this game. We're not going to lose this game. I don't care." That was part of it. And the guys rallied around him, not because he said that at that moment, but because of all of the things he had said and the relationships that he built all throughout his career here at Maine. And then that line, obviously Jimmy had the hat trick, in the third period, but that line of, with Paul Kariya and Cal Ingraham, along with Jim Montgomery. Now, a lot of people say, that team, the 42-1-2 team, was the best ever in college hockey. And that may or may not be true. Nobody ever know for sure. But I also believe that line of Montgomery, Ingraham, and Kariya was, at least in my 41 years, it's the best line that I've ever seen in college hockey. And obviously, to score 3 goals in rapid succession and to erase that 2-goal deficit, along with stellar play from the rest of our players, including our goalie, Gar Snow, moving the puck up the ice, that was a pretty special moment for all of us.
And you had a lot of terrific players on that team. You mentioned Montgomery and Kariya, Garth Snow, Mike Dunham, Chris Himes. Who were some of the unsung heroes, the role players that really made a difference? Because those are the guys who have to come through in a championship season.
Yeah, we had all kinds of guys. I mean, like a lot of people, probably don't remember, but, we won in overtime, two nights before against Michigan.
Right.
Lee Saunders, defenseman, scored the game-winning goal. We had the Ferraros and Michael Pendris. We had Kent Salfi, Martin Mercier. Eric Fenton was a great player on our team. And we had guys like Danny Murphy, who's still coaching now at St. Paul School. Matt Martin, who played some in the National Hockey League back on defense, along with Imsy. We had a big, tough, mean defenseman and Andy Silverman. Big Dave Lacouture was centering one of our checking lines, and he was just a mountain of a man and competitive as the day is long. We just had a boatload of good players, and that's what you need to win 42 games in the season, for sure.
Great to hear some of those names once again. Well, you've gone on, of course, to have great success with national championships, Stanley Cup championships as well. What did you learn as a coach over the course of that 92-93 season?
What did I learn? I probably wouldn't condense it to that, but I learned a million things while I was here with Sean and with Grant. Grant Stanbrook, you know, Walt was a master communicator. He was a master motivator. He was a master organizer. He was great with the media. You know, I told a story on another news outlet today. You know, a lot of people don't remember this, but we're out in the Frozen Four in Milwaukee, and of course, most of the tickets sold there were Wisconsin, you know, fans of the Wisconsin Badgers, right? And Sean, through some of his comments in the press and in the media, you know, by the time we got to the finals against Lake Superior State, all those people wearing red were cheering for the Maine Black people. and that was Walsh's. But Grant, you know, Grant Stanbrook, telling the truth here, you know, he recruited three national champions at Wisconsin and then two more here at the University of Maine. And what a lot of people don't really know about Grant, or might not know, is what a magnificent coach he was. I don't think I've ever been around a better teacher of individual technical skills or tactical skills than Grant Stanbrook. You know, and I don't think anybody who's ever played here or at Wisconsin or at Dartmouth, any of the places where Grant stopped along the way, as players, I don't think there's a single one who doesn't absolutely love Grant, you know, and to a man. And I can tell you that in the course of my 41 years as a coach, not everybody loves me.
Well, I don't believe that for a minute, but you're right about Grant.
Thank you for that. Right every once in a while.
Red, it's great to talk with you as always. We'll be watching this Saturday as we replay the Black Bears 93 national championship win over Lake Superior State. Good to talk with you, my friend. Be well, stay safe, and we hope to catch up with you again soon.
Well, thank you, and I hope you guys continue to be smart and stay safe, and the same thing to all your listeners. All right.
Thank you, Red.
God bless everybody.
Bye-bye.
Red.
Maine hockey coach Red Gendron here on Downtown. It's